dear Abby, my feet are too long. My hair's falling out, my rights are all wrong. My friends, they all tell me that I'm no friends at all. Won't you write me a letter? Won't you give me a call? Signed, Bewildered.
Welcome one and all once again to Nerds on the Rocks episode 170. This week I am joined by Dan.
Hello.
And Justin.
Yo.
Oh, man.
Oh, he's just a walking stereotype sometimes.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, you're the one saying yo.
I gotta say, that really hit my funny bone right off the bat.
You are a...
Anyhow, this week we are going to try something different. So if it falls on its face, I apologize. But hey, it's always fun to try to mix it up every once in a while.
I don't apologize. So just in advance of that fact.
So this week we are going to take questions from Dear Abby. Just so you know, especially your younger generations, Dear Abby is an advice column that runs a newspaper. Newspapers are these things we used to buy at the store to get our news.
Oh, man, it's like a time machine cataloging, like, the past.
What's paper?
But, of course, like, in the future, these won't even exist because we won't use digital things to store things. We'll use, like, MindSpace or something future.
Yeah, we'll use the cloud.
Yeah, we'll just, like, upload it into our brain.
Yeah, exactly. That's MindSpace, Justin. It's hard. I copyrighted it just now, so.
But
you can't copyright something yet. You can't copyright something right.
You don't really know if I have.
You have to register it first, don't you?
I don't know, do you? Because I already have.
Oh, you mean that thing that I did like 15 minutes ago? What?
Oh, man.
Anyhow, so we have decided to actually try to be an advice column this week. We're going to take legitimate questions that she has gotten. And she still does run this column. I don't actually know if it's still a newspaper. I'll be honest, I don't necessarily see a need to read newspapers that often.
It's very true, neither do I.
I can't even read.
Again, with the walking stereotype.
What? How is
not being able to read not a stereotype?
Anyway.
Oh, come on.
Next thing you know, you're going to say you play basketball and you smoke weed. Anyhow. Yeah, so we have collected a variety of questions, and we're going to post them. We're going to answer them, and then once we finish answering them, we're actually going to read Adam's response to these questions. And I'm going to start it off because these two are still looking for questions. And I'm actually going to start off with her most recent question, which is actually posted today.
Oh, geez, somebody fell over and hurt themselves really badly.
That was not her question, but I assume Justin's adjusting himself.
All right, can you hear me now?
I'm fine, and I can't get up.
Hey,
are you okay, Justin?
Can you hear me?
You're kind of,
Can you not hear me?
Because he fell down.
I'm right here.
Okay, our first question. Dear Abby, I'm the happily married mother of two teenage boys. The other day I overheard my oldest son, age 17, talking with a friend about twerking. I have never heard of it, and now I'm worried. Is twerking a drug term? Is it similar to tripping, getting high, or catfishing? I've actually never heard of catfishing.
Yeah, can we start by asking what catfishing is? Isn't it like
lead someone on and then just like completely sweep it all under the rug or something? Hold on, let me look this up.
No, that's what I understand catfishing is, but she's using it in relation to drugs.
Yeah.
Okay. According to the Urban Dictionary, it is the phenomenon of internet predators that fabricate online identities and entire social circles to trick people into emotional and or romantic relationships over a long period of time.
Yeah, but I don't get, because she said, is it a drug term?
Yeah,
like, I think catfish.
I think, like, in terms of drugs, catfishing might be the same thing as, like, you know, doing, or, like, riding the purple dragon or whatever you call
it. But that doesn't make sense. That's, again, a drug reference. So is tripping and getting high. Those are drug references. Catfishing is a dating reference.
Yeah, it's like leading someone on. Or even a social situation reference.
Yeah, it even, well, actually, it also sounds like something else, but, anyway.
Anyhow, that isn't a question. My 17-year-old son is supposed to go to Princeton next year on a sports scholarship, and I'm afraid twerking would derail him from his charted path.
Oh, God.
Thank you for your for any advice you may have. Troubled mom in Connecticut.
So basically, this mother is asking, what is twerking? Should I be concerned? And especially about my son.
To answer that first question, it's part of a satanic ritual to achieve eternal life. Second of all, yes, you probably should be concerned because they will try to lure you in and say that it'll, like, take away your wrinkle.
And it also makes you look like an idiot most of the time. And
oh, yeah.
Most of the time.
What do you mean most? I can't think of anyone who's, like, twerked and I'm just like, oh, my God, that's so beautiful.
Oh, God, please, never, ever.
Hi.
Yes, and if your kid does twerk in public, there is a chance that he may get derailed from going to Princeton, and it may take away his scholarship.
No, but wait, what if that's how he got his scholarship, though, by twerking it?
Aware of that happened.
I don't know many schools that give scholarships to twerking, especially since it's a satanic ritual, as you said.
Well, I mean, you know, Princeton, like, has many things that goes on in its schools.
Are you saying that Princeton has this?
Please enlighten us on this fact.
Just saying, you know, maybe like the four Ivy League schools all like do their own sort of like ways to get into their schools and like the satanic cults and all that jazz, you know. Like maybe Brown, you have to like kill a goat. Harvard, you have to sacrifice. Then you have to like twerk a little.
You really crap, dude.
Apparently, we should not have Justin apply to any schools because what they have you do is very strange.
All right.
Yeah, seriously.
And I think somewhere along the line, Sam has joined us. Anyhow, let's hear what Mrs. Dear Abby had to say about this. Dear Mom, don't panic. Tripping and getting high, as you already know, refer to altered states of consciousness as a result of using drugs. Catfishing is something else. It's pretending to be someone you aren't, creating a false identity on social media, usually to pursue a deceptive online romance. The twerking your son was referring to is a dance move recently made famous by Miley Cyrus, in which the dancer, usually female, gyrates in a provocative semi-squatting position that involves thrusting hip movements.
I like the idea that this person...
Please tell me she, like, had to watch the Miley Cyrus video, like, as a specific number.
That's poetic.
But yes, that was our first question from Troubled Mom in Connecticut.
Load up. So this one is titled, Graduation Gifts for Twins Are Fair But Unequal.
Dang it, dude!
That's why I went first.
Ah, you bastard.
Yeah. So, the question to Abby is, Dear Abby, I've been invited to a high school graduation for twin girls. One of them has been our babysitter for almost 3 years, and we have formed a close relationship with her. We know her sister, but do not have the same relationship with her. We would like to give our babysitter more money for graduation, but do not want to offend her sister. What should we do? By Can't Decide in Ohio, all caps.
Kill the twin.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
There you go.
Kill the twin. No. You should make them, like, fight to the death. That way they can't, like, officially pin it on you all with right. The cops.
Oh, my gosh, the Hunger Games. Yes.
I don't know what's going on my internet, because my roommate's gone, and my other roommate's in the shower with his girlfriend, so well, there should be nobody on the computer.
Okay, well, that killed my comment.
Do you have any...
Oh, right. Yeah, so she should totally, like, kill... So she should, like, totally kill the twin, or, like, get them set up, that way they can't kill each other.
I think that's for the best.
It seems like that's the consensus of the group as well, so.
Yeah, so, you know, get them to kill each other.
Sure.
I mean, especially if you can get... You having to kill them, because then it puts the blame away from you. And it makes it look a little bit more tragic, like, oh, dear, your twin just killed you, or...
Right. Like, just killed your twin.
Yeah.
And then, like, at the funeral, just, like, slip them the money and be like, you did good.
There you go. And now you have an excuse to give, like, an even bigger gift. I guess that might be the only, like, Achilles heel to it is then you have to maybe give a bigger gift because they...
Well, technically, you didn't call the cops on them, so that's part of the gift.
Question mark? I'm going to put a question mark at the end of that, and I don't understand.
No, like, you didn't rat the other, you didn't rat the surviving twin out, so therefore that's part of their gift. They don't have to go to jail.
I see now. Okay. Yeah. I thought you were saying, like, you didn't call the twin to, like, help them survive.
No. So, you know, like, extortion, blackmail, coercion, all this ties into good things for the survivor.
Or you could just not give them gifts and say they didn't earn it, and that saves you money.
Yeah, see, the far easier way to do this is to just stop being friends. Just
true.
In general.
Just, like, fire them.
That too.
Or kidnap them and force them to babysit for you for free.
What? No, no, we're not doing kidnapping, okay? We're done with kidnapping.
Actually, in fact, I think this all really starts way earlier. Just don't have a baby.
Just don't have a baby?
Don't have a baby. So
right, because it's so easy to not have babies.
Well, it
yeah,
is.
You don't
I
get
mean,
married.
This day and age.
Well, just be alone.
Well, no, there's so many ways to prevent having kids.
True.
But they already have the kids, so they can't do that now.
I mean, they could just, like, do like the Greeks did in the olden time, just, like, cast them off in the wilderness and see how long they survive.
What was the actual answer?
Yeah.
The actual answer was, Deer Can't Decide. I guess his first name was Can't Decide, and his last name was In Ohio. When you give the girls their graduation cards, enclose a check in each for the same amount of money. Later, privately, you can give your babysitter something extra as a token of your appreciation. That way, it'll be less obvious and may avoid hurt feelings. Except for the fact that the person who got the gift can then be like, ha, guess what I got, and you didn't. But, I mean, I guess that's out of your control, so.
But, I mean, at the same time, you could say that she was babysitting, and this is a bonus.
Well, if that's an excuse,
then I don't think you even have the problem in the first place.
I didn't think they had a problem in the first place, to be honest, because
yeah.
If somebody does work for you, you can give them more and say it's for something else.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
I don't actually see where the problem even starts, because it doesn't seem like one, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know either. Justin, do you have a question?
Next.
It's on you, Justin.
Okay. This one is titled Talkative Friend Won't Take a Hint.
Oh, I chose that one too. I hope it's a good one.
Not too bad. Dear Abby.
Oh, jeez. I was saying...
I consider myself a social person and enjoy talking to friends on the phone. My problem is, when I talk to one of them, she will never let me get off the phone. When I tell her that, she often ignores me and keeps right on talking. I don't want to be rude, but sometimes I have to say goodbye 4 and 5 times before she finally acknowledges that I must end the call. It irritates me. I like talking to her, but I can't go on and on forever. How can I make her let me off the phone without hanging up on her or upsetting her? Mr. Nice Guy.
Okay. Person doesn't want to be rude to their friend, but their friend is being rude to them by not letting them hang up appropriately.
I would just hang up on them.
Yeah, I think it's like fight fire with fire in this particular case, because they're not going to let up. So talk to them and say, "Hey, you're being a little rude. I need to go.
Right.
Do what you need to do." I mean,
I was going to suggest just pre-recording messages and even it on the line. If somebody talks that much,
or you just like find someone else in the room and just like hand the phone to them and be like, hey, I need you to be me for a few hours, okay? Just say yes to everything.
A few hours? Oh my God, that sounds like way worse than the actual issue is. I hope you're keeping them for hours afterward. Like, dude, I need to go. I need to eat dinner. Like, no, I need to talk. And then like 7 hours later, it's like 3 a.m. They're like, dude, I should have eaten dinner. Like, I'm going to actually die of
mastication. Just turn the TV on, like, put the phone near that, and then just, like, leave. Because eventually, those will line up with each other.
But then, see, the plot twist is they live, like, a life that is very similar to Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and they don't find that any different from real life.
Well, I was going to say, from personal experience, if you want to talk to somebody on the phone and you don't have any interest, yeah, I agree. That works. Oh,
yep.
So smart.
Yep.
You just record that over and over again and say it, and nobody would know the difference.
I do that all the time with some people.
What? What did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Sorry,
I was busy.
Oh, are we doing?
That's pretty much how I speak to a lot of people
self-aware.
On the phone. It's going to suck with my friends hearing this, but it is true. But okay. Yes, what was the actual response?
Dear Mr. Nice Guy Fedora the Third. Sorry. The person you're describing obviously has less going on in her life than you do, because she said she may also be a compulsive talker. The next time you talk to her, make the conversation face-to-face and tell her that as much as you like her, you don't have the amount of time to spend on the phone that she does. Explain that when you tell her you missed in the conversation, if she doesn't stop talking within 5 minutes, you'll have to hang up. And
oh,
then
man.
Do it.
An ultimatum. Give a bigger ultimatum than that. If you don't hang up, I'm going to kill you.
That's a bit extreme.
Then say something like, I'm going to send out my falcon to destroy you or something
that's,
like that.
That's not any better. I think
well, you're not being killed. You're being destroyed. They're a little...
I think like, destruction by falcon.
Cool way to go out. I mean, come on.
Now I'm just imagining, like, Anthony Mackie just, like, taking out his, like, submachine gun, just, like, gunning someone down.
I mean, that's basically not what a falcon would do.
Anthony Mackie is a falcon.
Not what a falcon, the falcon. There's a little bit of a difference.
He's the standard for which all falcons must now live up to.
Okay. Okay, just to kind of bring us down a bit, and this one is a bit, this is a very short and silly question, and it is titled, Read Us Upon the Complexities of Culinary Origins.
What?
And the title is longer than the origin, than the actual question.
Oh, dang.
Dear Abby, why are brownies called brownies if they are black?
Ooh, this one, my God.
This really speaks to a true racial question, actually.
Don't do it. Wait, oh, my God. What? Oh, wait, let me just do it first. Oh, my God, Karen, you can't just ask a brownie why it's brown.
So I actually think we have a good sort of mix of people to ask to, like, answer this question. So, Justin,
go on.
Why are you called a blackie and not a brownie?
Well, for one thing, I've never been called that.
Now you have.
Second, I don't know.
Third, this makes me look terrible right now.
This looks really bad. We only did like 4 quests. You already make this look creepy.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Earl, can you explain? You're slightly older than I am.
I have never been caught that either.
Yeah,
I mean, I was entirely joking. You don't actually have to... Ooh, man. I'm getting heated in here.
I thought this was going to be an innocent question about brownies.
Nope.
Maybe they're called... Wait, no, brownies aren't black.
Yeah, that's true. This person clearly has only eaten, like, burnt.
For burnt?
Even burnt brownies aren't really black. I guess you kind of, like, they're dried up. Because maybe, it does start.
Well, then maybe they're just stupid.
Maybe they're just colorblind. There you go. There's an alternative that doesn't make them look like they're a person.
I don't think you should talk.
Maybe they eat too much chocolate cake and think it's actually brownies. Or maybe they've been catfishing on these brownies. Heck.
That's going to be a theme from now on, is catfishing in the wrong...
Yes, catfishing is my new...
So what's the real advice?
Well, it's more of an answer, because it's not an advice. I don't even know how you submit this to an advice column, but whatever.
Yeah, like, this is
just
a really, like...
This is like a...
They're just wondering. I took your question to Yasil Sands, executive chef at your Cordon Bleu College of Culinary Arts, Los Angeles, who says the first mentions of brownies is in a Fanny Farmer cookbook published in 1906. They are not called brownies because of the color, but were named after Celtic pixies. P.S. If your brownies are turning out black, you may be baking them too long.
See, I told you. Called it. I'm just going to drop the mic and say Dan out. That was totally on. I did it, right?
Sassy Abby. Well, I knew that because I've seen the answer, which is why I didn't want to mention it.
Oh. So you knew I won beforehand, and you just didn't want to tell Justin and let him down.
Yeah.
I respect that. You gave him a fighting chance.
You sons of bitches.
You son of a gun. Which means it is now Dan's time for a question.
Okay, so let's see. This question I have is titled, Nervous Student Wishes to Be a Teacher's Pet, which I thought was an interesting concept.
This sounds... Wait. This sounds slightly sexual.
I mean, if you want to take it that way.
Go on.
All of Justin's answers are going to be taken under that context from now on.
Oh, God.
The question is, Dear Abby, I'm in fifth grade, and I have noticed that teachers pick favorites. I'd like to know if or how I could be one by a nervous student in California.
Wait, what grade is he in?
Fifth grade.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, this is really weird. Like, it's okay. Worded like a profound realization. Like, I've noticed that people tend to pick favorites. Like, whoa, really, dude? You're on to something there.
Right.
I'm more curious as to what fifth grader writes an advice column in a newspaper.
Well, he probably got his parents to do it.
But why would you have your parents, like, how do I suck up to the teacher?
Or like, hey, wait, I can't actually ask my parents for advice on this. Let me ask someone else, but ask my parents to ask them for me.
I don't know, dude. Or maybe kids are, like, that smart in advance now. They can just, like, use Siri or on their phone or something to just, like, type it up for them.
But who thinks of, like, what, like I said, I don't even read newspapers.
A kid with ambition.
Reads the newspaper in this day and age. Like, the reason newspapers are out of date is not that because people don't want to read. It's because you get everything 24 hours ahead of time online.
Yeah.
Well, you know, some people are old-fashioned like that. He's one of those kids who, like, respects the classics, and he'll be talking about, like, how Alfred Hitchcock was, like, the greatest filmmaker of all time, and any film, like, after 1987 is just garbage.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, that's a possibility. It's still really weird for a fifth grader to be right into an advice column.
Look, dude, fifth graders have midlife crises too, okay?
That's true. They have real problems that affect everybody.
First world problems,
up to the teacher.
Okay, to answer that kid's question, he needs to find, like, the biggest, most popular student, break his legs, and take his power.
The biggest and most popular? Why are big and popular necessary?
Just go with it. He needs to do like Assassin's Creed, just like kill them all off one by one, take their power, and he will become the strongest.
That sounds honestly more like Mega Man. I'm not
whatever.
Why did Assassin's Creed? You don't steal people's power in Assassin's Creed.
Which one am I playing?
Mega Man 7.
Well, which Assassin's Creed was I playing?
Mega Man 7.
Wait, I think I might be thinking of Infamous. Whatever, it's just like that. Or you just like kill people. Well, I guess you don't do an Infamous either. Whatever. The point is just like find all the popular quote unquote teacher's pets. And just, like, kill them, take their, like, power, absorb it into your own. It'll be like Highlander, where there can be only one.
Justin, I would like to point out you don't live in real life if that's what happens.
I was going to say that, as you know, in this day and age, sleep with your teacher. That seems to work for everybody else.
Wait, what?
Most teachers want to sleep with their students. We've seen it happen time and time again. So, just... flirt with her.
Basically.
I mean, if it's a guy, you can take the boy too. You want to be the teacher's favorite.
I don't think that fifth graders, like, think that far ahead. I don't think they know what to do.
That's the fifth grader who sent a letter to an advice column in a newspaper.
That's true.
He said he's ambitious, or they are ambitious.
Fair enough.
They take the initiative and go for it. I don't see any alternative to this.
That's true. It's the only way out, actually.
I still like my idea.
Of killing other students to take their powers.
Yes.
What was sweet dear Abby's response?
So her have favorites for various reasons. I would like to preface this by saying that one of the reasons is because they're a human, just like anyone else. Well, maybe they see teachers as, like, this ethereal essence thing that doesn't actually exist.
Teachers are lizard people.
Okay. Okay. So teachers have favorites for various reasons. Sometimes it happens because they see something in a child that reminds them of how they were at that age. With others, it's because the student shows an interest in the subjects being taught, isn't disruptive, and always tries his or her best. And that is what I recommend you do.
Boo.
Yeah, seriously.
What?
Even Justin's answer was better than that one.
Thank you?
Yeah, I think you should take it.
Success is going to get from a compliment.
Probably.
So, all right, my turn? Go.
All right, mine is good manners aren't lost in translation between North and South America.
Whoa. I thought it was going to be North and South U.S., and it was going to be like a Civil War topic or something.
Anyway, dear Abby, my husband and I are not big fans of his best friend's wife. Arcely is extremely ill-mannered. She never says thank you, didn't even write thank you notes for their wedding and baby showers, and when we're at a restaurant, we'll loudly announce that the food was disgusting. Arcely claims that our baby cries too much. She arrived at my son's second birthday with a hangover and so much more. Like STDs.
Wait, I'm really confused by this. Can we not talk in this accent?
Okay. Yeah, sorry. She claims she doesn't observe our southern ways because she comes from South America, has been in the United States for only 8 years. We keep our interactions with her limited, but do not cut her off completely because my husband values his friendship with her husband. I told my husband I'm considering giving her an etiquette book, but he said it would be rude. I disagree. I think it would nullify Arsley's argument that she doesn't understand our southern manners. Do you agree that it would be rude? From Mannered Southern Gal. Okay, first off, if she hands that girl an etiquette book, she will get punched right in the face.
I'm not
saying this is a threat. She would legitimately get punched in the face.
I do love the concept or the irony of teaching somebody etiquettes by forcing them to understand your point of view.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what etiquettes are. It's like, you do this way or else.
Right. So maybe she's gonna like do like a mafia thing and be like, alright, you need to learn this right now. I'm gonna break your fucking legs.
This does sound actually like really overtly American, like you're in America, you're in our country now.
This really does.
White people. Like, it just seems like one of those things where it's like, you better act like we do, otherwise get out of my country. Also, white supremacy.
Okay.
Wait, where did that come from?
That's pretty much the U.S. I mean, you guys have seen it firsthand.
What does that mean? Where do you think we're from?
Ships?
Wait, never mind.
From Africa?
Nope. All right, so... what other advice do we have for this woman besides, you know, don't do that or she'll get hit in the face?
And don't let Dan speak on your behalf.
Yeah. I would say don't let her tell the person how to act in such, like, I don't know, don't fight bad etiquette with your own bad etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest that, I don't think she's going to get it if you give her a book,
yeah.
So I think she needs to tie her down to a chair and make her watch a bunch of Southern TV. It's kind of like a Clockwork Orange where they try to, you know, they manipulate his mind by having him watch the most gruesome stuff. That's what she needs to do, like, keep her eyes wide open and just keep her watching all these Southern things until it's drilled into her head that this is Southern etiquette and she better believe it. And if not, get rid of her. Deport her. Want to.
I'm curious, like, what she means when she says that the girl arrived at, like, her son's birthday party with the hangover and so much more. Like, what does that mean?
Whoa,
maybe she's a fairly
taking
drunk.
I assumed it was talking about younger children, and I was like, wait, hangovers? Where? Who? Question mark? What's happening?
She said she was, like, at her son's second birthday party, and the girl showed up with a hangover and, quote, so much more.
I would just say, I mean, personally speaking, I would say showing up with a hangover is not so bad.
No, the other thing is vague.
Oh, no, I know. I'm just saying that like, she says she showed up with a hangover. I'd rather somebody show up with a hangover than somebody show up drunk.
Well, I guess that's what she means. Like, she's talking about drugs, like, maybe a dead body.
Yeah, the so much more sounds like it's so much more, like, physical weight of some sort. Like, so much more being, like, heroin needles, a dead body. Like, a pit that she buried someone in. She showed up with that, like, carrying it, basically.
It'd be a pretty sweet birthday party, though, if you got to, like, poke the dead guy.
I mean, what were your birthdays like, Justin, that is cool to you?
I want to talk about it. Dear Southern Gal, sorry, but I do agree because the gift would be given with malicious intent, and I'm pretty sure that while Arcely lacks polish, she isn't stupid. Her problem isn't that she doesn't understand good manners because she's from South America. I've met individuals from South America who are educated, cultured, and whose manners are refined. Obviously, Arcely doesn't come from this kind of background. Only if you could pull it off without sounding catty. The next time she hauls up the excuse for her deplorable manners, you might offer to buy her an etiquette book so she can learn the ways of her adopted country. But don't expect her to take you up on it.
Yeah, I actually wanted to say that's like a serious answer. It's just like an ignorant way to be by the person, I think. I went to school actually with like a class of 30 people up to like an odd, it's called, like an out of country campus basically. And, one of them was from Haiti and he's like a really smart guy, but his kind of like culture is completely different from ours. And so it was like this weird, not quite culture shock, but it was like adjusting to that was really weird because like he would be like, he'd do all these rude things and things we don't understand. And we'd be like, dude, like, why are you doing that? And it was just, and we wouldn't realize that he's actually like a smart guy too. And mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's a little ignorant to be that way. The person asking the question is, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah. What can you do? And I am surprised she did advise her to kind of go with the book as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I understand it, but I feel like most people would probably take that the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people, I think one of the big things, to be serious for a second, is I think some people do enjoy trying to keep their cultural identity. I know you have to assimilate when you live in a new culture, especially if you kind of want to, you know, merge, but it is kind of neat to keep part of what makes you unique as well.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, I think to some people that might be an attack that, you know, kind of goes against, like, we want you to change and be different. And that, you know, that's not what everybody wants.
Yeah, it's, like, incredibly unaccepting of people. It's basically saying, like, we don't want you for you. We want you for what we are, basically.
Or we'd accept you better if you're one of us.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think that, you know, that can go into a lot of other subjects. But let's not get too serious here.
Yeah. I didn't want to get heavy-handed. I just wanted to bring us back from the intense silliness that I partially delivered.
Okay. They need a subject, like a person. This is just for you. Lichen man's teeth doesn't qualify as a fetish.
Wait, what?
Well, I'm going to read the question.
I mean, can you just, like, read that again?
Lichen man's teeth doesn't qualify as a fetish.
Okay. Go on.
Not to you.
Dear Abby, I met this guy recently, and I guess he's good-looking enough. But the thing I really like is...
Apparently, Justin finds good-looking people.
Oh, no.
No, I think it's a good-looking enough.
Yeah, it's just like, it sounds like he's like, yeah, you'll do.
That's pretty much what she said. It's like, oh, he's a 5, right? I'll settle for now. But,
you're not husband material, but you know, you'll do.
Yeah, yeah, you're like date for like 3-4 months material.
Oh, man.
Eddie, awful.
Let's start this over. Dear Abby, I met this guy recently, and I guess he's good-looking enough. But the thing is, I really like his teeth. Like, really, really like them for some reason. They're just so perfect, and I like the shape and everything. The thing is, I've never actually paid that much attention to anyone's teeth, just his. So does this count as a fetish or not? Am I weird? And that's her name, not her... that's the question.
I wanted to say, when she asked, I really like his teeth, and I've never... When you started saying that, I thought she was going to say, and I've never listened to what he's actually had to say. I thought that's where it was going.
Yeah, I mean, totally a fetish. Just go to the dentist's office, become like a week's... Dude, you see some pretty gross teeth.
We'll get her dentures for Christmas.
I don't think this counts as a fetish, to answer the question directly. I don't know if much more needs to be said. If she debates that, I want to say no, you're wrong.
Yeah, but seriously,
some people really
do like good, perfect teeth.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things that you just don't notice until you see someone's just like right there.
Well, I would agree with you for the most part, except in this case, because of how she described him as good looking enough, I feel like she might be attracted to his teeth. I wouldn't call it a fetish, but it might be that she is attracted to them in this particular case.
Like, everything else is like kind of like meh, but this is like the thing where it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird that she went with the teeth and not like his smile or anything.
Yeah, that is a little interesting, too. Heard teeth, but you actually had said feet, and I was like, okay, that's a little bit more understandable. But then I realized you actually said teeth, and I was still confused.
Yeah, I've never heard somebody say, like, I like somebody's teeth, because, again, like, usually it's associated with the smile. Like, just since you can, it reminds me of that episode of Friends where Ross kind of gets his teeth bleached, and they glow in the dark.
Oh, man. I don't remember.
And yes, I did reference Friends, which is dating myself, but whatever.
Man. Not that dated.
But, like, oh, it ended 10 years ago.
Oh, God.
Which means it started, like, 20 years ago.
Oh, God, it's kind of dated.
Yeah, I was just a baby then.
Yes, let's go with that. Yeah, like I said before, if she really likes them, what she needs to do is get a copy of his teeth made so she can always have it with her.
His teeth. Going back to Justin's thing about the teacher's pet, like, capture the essence of the teeth and use them to power her.
That sounds really disturbing.
I mean, that's like what you said about an entire person, not teeth.
True. The good thing she's not the tooth fairy, because otherwise she just, like...
Maybe that's the twist. The tooth fairy actually exists, and this was her.
She's like a fetish for good teeth.
Yeah, I mean, you know, nobody's ever questioned a tooth fairy about that. Maybe that is why she pays for them. It's like
that's
her fucking.
I think we've actually figured out, like, an urban legend that we've solved it. We've just, like, myth-bustered this.
The tooth fairy is real, and she's, like, a super king for her own job. That's why she took the job. She was just, like, searching on Career Builder. Just, like, we need people to collect teeth. She's like, I'm in.
Yeah, maybe and she's, then, like, then, an average person, and she, like, and passed then, it along to her, like, children and whatnot.
Yeah, and then, like, one night, like, she's just inspecting the teeth. She's like, they're beautiful. Like, he's a little kid, so, like, she follows him over the years and, like, turns into, like, this hot 20-something and just, like, decides to date him. That way he can see them forever.
That's a little weird at the end.
At the end?
Yeah, at the end.
I mean, it got a little unreasonable. I was going for more like a gritty reboot of it or something.
Oh, I'm sorry. We can't, like, Batman and Robin this. We have to go Dark Knight.
Okay. Wait, wasn't that exactly what... What?
Anyway. Next one.
Anyhow, her actual response. There am I, which is so funny. There am I. No, if the only thing that attracted you about every man you met was his teeth, you might have a tooth fetish. But because it's only one set of choppers that turn you on, I wouldn't call that a fetish. I call it weird. That was...
Wow.
Come on, being attracted to teeth is really strange.
Yeah, I like how...
It was like things to be attracted to, that's kind of like in the middle of the weird scale.
I mean, I guess, yeah.
I mean, there are like other things, like middle of the road weird.
Wait, what?
Like, that's probably like middle of the road weird.
Oh, I thought you said something totally different. I was very confused.
No.
What did you think he said?
I thought he said, like, metal the road. Like, what is that? Like, is that a reference I just don't get?
No, sorry.
Okay, Daniel, what is your question?
Okay, this one is kind of a long question. I want to see if I can paraphrase it. The strong at family events. Dear Abby, my brother is dating one of his employees. She has one of those take-charge personalities. She's pushy, and she's trying to worm her way into the family. At work, I can keep her at bay, but at family events, she's out of control. She insists on doing and cooking everything, including cleaning my mother's house, which isn't dirty, by the way. Notice, but being the only daughter, I'm at my wit's end. She won't take no thanks for an answer. I'm sick of her. I'll get this, but I've got it. What? I don't know what that means, but I'm sick of her. I'll get this, but I've got it.
Oh, she'll handle everything. I got it.
Yeah.
Like, don't worry, I got it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Rephrasing.
And then it says, I'm trying to keep my brother's happiness in mind and not cause a scene, but I'm afraid I'll lose it one of these days. Any advice? By I, too, can organize a picnic, and I don't see where that even comes in at all.
It sounds like the sister is, like, honestly, like, high-strung and so used to being the person who does everything. She doesn't want to feel like she's not needed.
Could be a power struggle thing.
Maybe. Do we have to do, like, another Hunger Games thing? Where it's, like, winner take all, you have to, like, take the other person's life?
It seems like that's the way to end it, basically. Just pit the two people against each other, and whoever wins either just wins or absorbs the other person's power.
Right.
That's how you solve all of these, really.
This is how we should solve politics.
I, personally speaking, don't get the problem here. I don't get why...
Well, yeah, I mean, it's making like her life easier.
I know!
It's like someone's like doing every... Well, not like everything, but like if someone is
cooking
now...
She's cooking, I don't... I'm just thinking, like, what... Like, is it upsetting because you don't get to do all these things? I'm just like, this gives me time to do other things. Like, she's cleaning my mom's house even though it's not dirty. Like, then
I mean,
she's making it extra clean. She's making
yeah,
it more...
Yeah, I mean, well, that might be like an OCD thing maybe, but still...
Yeah, see, I think what's weird about this even is it says, the person saying, I'm trying to keep my brother's happiness in mind and not cause a scene, but it seems like in the previous descriptions, she makes the girlfriend out to be this person who won't take no thanks for an answer, keeps
right.
things, and just accepts things. Like, you tell her, like, no, you don't have to overcompensate if that's what you're trying to do, or no, we can handle it, you don't have to.
Yeah, like, the boyfriend might not even mind, really.
Yeah, I think it's a little flip-flopped.
I mean, that's. I mean, that sounds like a little weird to say, but it's like maybe it's one of those things like he just learned to live with, and so like they alternate between like who does what.
That too. I mean, I think it sounds like this person views his views her brother's girlfriend as like a power hungry person, like a person who always has to take control of the situation, and yet she herself has that same personality.
The way that she described it too at the top, at the start, it's like one of those take charge people who like tries to worm her way into everything, or however you say it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. It seems like it's a hypocritical question almost.
Yeah, it's these are some weird advice questions because
what is
again,
the answer?
The answer is: has it occurred to you that your brother's girlfriend, your employee, may be desperate to get accepted, which is why she's going to such
great answer to impress everybody.
Her efforts are no reflection on you. I'm sure you have done your part at many family functions. If her efforts are alienating the other significant others, perhaps they can stage an intervention and get her to calm down. In the meantime, hang on to your temper.
Yeah.
It's like an intervention
for
someone who does too much would be like, you're like, hey, listen, you just sit down. No, I'll get the chairs. Clean all this up, okay? And then I'll lead the discussion, okay?
That would be awesome.
That's terrible.
Like, they're saying, my advice is to relax because her efforts are no reflection on you. In which case was the person who's asking for advice being victimized at all?
It sounds like she's self-victimizing.
I mean, I guess
you know
so.
Mean. You know what I mean.
I wasn't taking it any other way. But, but yeah, I don't know. This is weird. This is a weird topic. I expected it to be a little different.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, Justin.
Endless cycle of television news turned girlfriend into news junkie.
Oh, I was going to make that one.
That sounds like an actual news article.
It does. Dear Abby, my girlfriend watches the 24-hour news channels and seems to be obsessed with them. She's constantly worried about national and international politics, global war. She neglects herself and her family. She's agitated, anxious, and depressed by all the news. Is this a disease? How can I help her get off this habit, and what should I do?
Is this a disease? I don't
caring is a disease now.
Yeah, empathy is the greatest disease. It'll
I know, right?
It will
like,
kill
you. Need to start like a live aid for it to get people aware. And second, this is going to sound really awful, but it's not a disease. I think that she should probably like get her away from it because it does sound like it's affecting her health and like having all that negative stuff and all that weird news could probably like mess you up emotionally.
I don't know if you guys at all had this sort of like sympathies or conversation when you talked about like environmental topics and whatnot, but like a lot of people just say like, yeah, environmental topics, they're a big issue, and like, yeah, I understand them, but if you were to sit there and think of every single issue that's going on in the world all at once, it's just overwhelming. You gotta take them in chunks. I think that's what she just suffers from, is she's just taking it all in and she needs to like
stop.
Yeah, just look at her own inner sphere at least.
Within.
Away from the TV for like a few hours, like get her mind focused on something that's like relatively distracting, but not something you have to dwell on.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe she just doesn't have enough in her life that's like that she's at her that. Like she's kind of, I guess personifying the news with herself. Like, she's replacing her own sort of qualms with the news' qualms because she doesn't have any.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, the other thing would be for him to have better sex with her. Apparently, he's not getting fulfilled, which is why she needs some type of outside stimulation. But I'm not here to pick fights with anybody.
All right. The real advice is, dear miserable, your girlfriend appears to have become a news junkie. She's overstimulated and hooked on the adrenaline rush she gets from channel surfing from one tragedy, outrage, and horror to the next. Well, this may not... When the same thing started happening to me, I fixed it by turning off the news and going cold turkey. After a 4-day news blackout, I felt like my buoyant self again. Now I ration my exposure. Please share this with your girlfriend because it's what I'm recommending for her.
I just want to say, I feel like Abby didn't even help in that situation. She gave, like, the least, like, the most bone-brained answer and just said,
like,
yeah, no, just, like, turn off the TV, whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like honestly,
take
gave way better advice.
It's like, you know, take her outside or something. I don't get it.
Yeah, seriously.
It's a freaking loser. No, but, like, really, it's not really helpful. It's
yeah,
just like,
well,
it's just like, yeah, just do this. It's simple, you moron.
Kinda, honestly.
Yeah.
It was kind of bad. 2 out of 10 would not listen again.
Let's see. Okay, husband's video game and leaves wife on side lines. I figured we could relate to this.
Yes.
I was laid off work recently. I was 8 off from work, but my husband, Keith, I like how everybody puts these things in quotes, works full-time at a factory. We live with his parents, but by the time Keith gets home from work and gets cleaned up, it's time to eat dinner. Immediately afterwards, we always follow the same routine. We go in our bedroom, and he goes on the computer to play video games while I sit and watch TV and play on my phone. We love each other and really disagree about things, but this isn't fun for me. I have told Keith that I feel ignored and I'd love to do something with him. He says because our town is smallish, there's not a lot to do that doesn't cost money. Keith is into video games so much that when we first met, he'd sit in his bedroom and play for hours on end. We're planning a vacation in the next month or so it's not like we do nothing at all, but I don't know how to improve our situation. Calling for help in Kokomo, Indiana.
Wow. Well, that's your problem. You aren't in an interesting enough place.
Okay, two things. One, leave Indiana. Two, sex.
That was my first assumption as well.
Well,
but I went for the sex route the last time.
Do you know what sex is?
Did this say that they were married, or I forgot?
Yeah, they're married. They're living in his house.
Wasn't it his parents' house? Or one of
their
parents?
His parents' house.
Shouldn't be causing this much stress, really, I guess.
Well, I mean, for one thing, real talk to him about it, like, ask him to, like, limit his playtime.
Yeah, seriously.
And then second, play with him sometime. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that, because it's not like they basically, it's the modern society, they basically go into their own little world. One goes on his computer to play his game, the other one puts her face in the TV and her smartphone. They should have some type of time to get
away. She's not really any better. She's, like, on the TV and her phone.
Yeah. So I say they need to find time. Like, maybe they should say, we'll put an hour aside, and we'll talk to each other. We'll have a sexy time.
Like, ask them to have a sexy time. Oh, darling, how was your day?
It's sexy time. It's six sexy.
In the bed.
Okay. The other thing I would suggest. I mean, I don't know Indiana personally, but it. Almost any time I've been to, there's stuff to do, even if it's just walking around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, you can find stuff to do that doesn't cost money. I'm sure there's probably a public park somewhere. Go for long drives.
Go for a walk.
I said go for a walk. You know, like, there's something to do. I'm sure there's a museum or something. Maybe if there isn't, maybe you can find something to do over the weekend. You know, go for a long drive. I realize that money might be tight. But there are activities to do other than sit around playing video games and watching TV. You could even do stuff in the house. Play a board game together. Play card games with his parents.
Yeah,
make fun, exotic things for dinner.
Play Cards Against Humanity. Actually,
it's going to be fun with some of his parents.
That might ruin a...
It really sounds like they're just in a rut relationship-wise, and they need to get out of it. Like,
mm-hmm. Which is why I still say my solution is the best, you know? It's like go on their vacation and just like hammer it out of each other. Sorry.
Ouch. That.
What I also don't get is she complains that this is a problem that they had when they first started dating as well.
Yeah.
And she didn't think to address it then.
It's like, one thing, how long had they been dating before then? And second, why did she not talk to him about it then?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really weird.
Didn't rectify Elson.
Kind of related. Did you guys see that there's this website, like Girlfriends Against Gamers, where it's these girlfriends who talk about how their boyfriends are obsessed with gaming?
Oh my god, it sounds like it would make me so mad so fast.
Yeah, it sounds kind of weak. It sounds, looking at it, it was kind of bad.
Yeah. Okay. As for Abby's actual advice, they're calling for help. After a hard day's work, your husband may just want to sit down and react, but that doesn't mean you couldn't schedule some activity together on a weekend. Hiking, skating, kayaking, going to an art show, or seeing what's scheduled at the convention center. You could also make a date with other young married couples or occasionally schedule a girls' night out with some of your female friends. I agree that it's important for you and your husband not to get into a rut. That's why you need the budget so you can get out and have some fun together a few times a month. So basically what we said, that you can be physical, aside from sex, Justin, for free.
Boom, 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 boom.
But, I mean, you can also have sex for free. I mean, you should generally have sex for free. I almost want to say you should always have sex for free, but who knows? Justin?
We have a drink, too. Hello.
Hi.
Okay, no, sorry. You guys were cutting out for a bit. Did she have a job?
No. She said that she got laid off.
Oh.
Yeah, so I think that's an aspect of it. She's just at home all day, and so all she does is sit at home and expect his company back, basically.
That's also true.
Yeah, but here's the other thing, and I know this might... It's like, if she's home all day, why can't she find something for them to do when he gets home?
That's true. Listen, there's a lot of different ways to, subtly change the problem. Like, obviously she has an issue with the fact that she's at home all day, and then when he does come home, they don't do anything together. But she needs to find something either that they can do while she's at home or find another job so that she can busy her things or get more money to get their own place. You know, there's a number of different ways for this to be solved, just naturally, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Den.
Okay, so this will be my final...
The bonus round.
So, the topic is... grandma sees trouble ahead for teen dating older... The question goes... What?
No, I had that one on my list, but I decided to leave it.
Well, it's a short one, I think. The question is like, Dear Abby, my 18-year-old granddaughter is seeing a 30-year-old man. What can I say to let her know he is way too old for her? I don't want her to hate me. By loving grandma in Florida. Thoughts? Discussion?
Say, ask her if she's sure that she wants to do this. Like, make sure that it was a mutual thing. If it was, then just leave it alone.
Wait, how old was your daughter?
18.
I feel like it's not going to last. And I feel like it's one of those things that you should probably have her make her own mistakes in that regard.
Yeah.
Right. And this is going to sound awful, but isn't that something that, most people kind of want to happen anyway? Like, they find, an older person or a teacher and just, decide to date them or hook up with them?
It's not an unnatural thing. I can speak from not experience personally, but from my friends has had this.
Go on. Go on. Is your friend's name, Tan? Or Jan?
Not quite.
I just have to phrase it. I can speak from not experience.
Yeah. Well, it's not personal experience. But my friend was in a situation. She, when she was 19, dated I don't know how old he was at the time. Close, a little bit older than 30, essentially.
Okay.
Dated a fairly older man or much older man, and it fizzled out, and they're not a thing anymore. I mean, it's just it happened. She understands it. She respects it and understands and knows, like, yeah, I know my mistakes and stuff, but yeah. It was what it was.
Like, just don't James Franco it, and you'll be fine.
What does that mean in this context?
I think it means...
Don't spam them with posts on Instagram and, like, come off really creepy.
I was going to say, though, the difference is that they're already dating. James Franco seems like he was trying to get into the girl's pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yes, as a general rule of thumb, you probably shouldn't spam pictures of your private parts on the internet.
Just in general, just don't.
now you tell me.
I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm not saying you shouldn't share them, but you probably want to make sure you trust the other party and not just kind of post it on your Tumblr blog or something.
Yeah, Justin. Part of the other thing that we discussed was that it's one of those things you just got to make mistakes and live on. You learn from your mistakes.
Like, some people hit a car, other people show their genitals to everyone on the internet. You know, it's all like potato potato. Really.
Yeah. Some people get hit by a car. Some people become a car.
Where do you live where people become a car? Do you live in, like, Cybertron?
I mean, I could.
Wait, do people not become cars in Cybertron?
Yeah, they do. It's debatable.
How so?
Do you live in, like, wherever the Power Rangers lived?
They don't become cars either.
I don't know what that was supposed to exemplify.
Yeah, me neither. I kind of lost that one.
Like, there are actual examples. Like, maybe you could say Inspector Gadget.
Yeah, there you go.
Wait, he had a car.
No, but
Optimus Prime can have a car and also be a car.
But you just said that Cybertron doesn't count.
I didn't say anything. Earl was saying it, so...
No, I just... You said, where do people turn into cars? And Cybertron doesn't count because they're not people. I thought you meant actual people.
No, just meant in general.
Well, you should have been more clear on your point,
Justin. You should have said, where do you live where humanoid creatures become cars or vehicles?
Oh, but even then, whatever.
See? There you go, Justin. Even then, you're wrong.
Justin, what is your... Wait, did we get the actual answer?
Right.
So the actual answer is, dear loving grandma, I don't think that telling your granddaughter the man is too old for her would be a good idea because it would imply that she is too young and no 18-year-old wants to hear that. Tell her instead that you think she would have a lot more in common with someone closer to her age. This is particularly true if she is still in high school. And I just want to say that this seems like a really slimy way to solve the issue. Like, don't tell her to the person more appropriate for her.
I would also say I'm curious about this. I wonder if anybody, like, the people who send these letters in, I assume they read the newspapers to actually get them. I'm curious if, like, her granddaughter would pick up the newspaper one day and say, it seems awfully familiar.
Right. Or, like, she calls her grandmother just one day, it's just like, fuck you.
She's just like, wait, I'm 18, he's 30, my grandma lives in Florida.
No, and then, like, she sends one back, be like, dear Abby, my grandmother is a snooping, passive-aggressive lettering a-hole.
Well, I mean, then you're just being hypocritical and stoking the fire. But maybe the grandma did one of those things, like those really sly things where the granddaughter's really 19 and the guy's really 29 and she really lives in Alabama, so it's not quite the truth.
Is this also what you learned from...
Okay. Justin, what is your question?
My final question is...
Final question ever?
No, this is like my second to final question.
So you're going to ask one more question for the rest of your life after this one.
Yes, be quiet. Apartment lease keeps couple together despite breakup. Dear Abby, I dated my
breakup
recently. The problem is we signed a lease in our apartment that won't be up until next year. He still lives here, and I don't have the heart to kick him out. Financially, our living together makes sense, and I'd rather live with him than with a stranger. This living arrangement has made it tough to get over him. Our breakup was somewhat amicable, and we remained civil to each other. I have no desire to get back together with him. I just find it hard because I'm not sure how to survive this weird situation. Is it a good idea to keep living together, remaining civil in Canada?
That was actually very relevant to the rest of it. If she was in America, this would...
Yeah, I was just like, I mean, it's Canadian.
This seems like she already has her question answered. She's just having doubts about herself. She's like, it makes sense for us financially. We're clearly not interested in each other. We don't want to get back together.
That sounds
should
really...
Should I? It seems like she sounds, already knows kind of, the answer, but she's just, like, doubting.
That sounds kind of telling, though. It's just like, I don't want to get back together with him, but...
Yeah, that's true, too. It could be one of... It could be one of either things, really. It could be that she's doubting herself, but she really knows the true answer, and she just wants confirmation, or that opposite, and she is, you know, doubting herself, and she really feels like it will start again or something.
Yeah.
I mean, the other thing would be to kick him out and still have him pay the bills because his name is on the lease. That would be awesome. But, yeah.
My friend told me a story today about... how his roommate and that roommate's girlfriend broke up, and so she still had her name on the lease. So while they were gone, she just took everything out of the apartment, like the TV, the couch, maybe.
That sounds awesome.
That's no, dude. That's it sucks.
Well, I mean, it's awesome for her.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I also feel like I said, it's like the movie The Breakup, where neither one of them wanted to move out. So what they tried to do. Is they try to force each other out by being increasingly more awful to each other.
That's an awful idea.
But I assume that can't happen because they're Canadians, and I don't think Canadians have in them.
Well, how do we know that they haven't apologized to each other by now? Be like, I want to break up. Okay, I want to break up. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Let's get back together. Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
Been offended by that?
I can actually say from Canadian experience that is how Canadians work.
Okay.
I am actually Canadian, that's why I said that.
Yes, Ed, we know you've been so sweet to Justin today.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's your Canadian side shown, right?
Yes. I'm part Irish too, so I mean it shows.
Oh my god. So all they need is like a maple syrup.
So the actual answer?
Oh right, sorry. The actual advice is, dear remaining Phil, it depends upon how high your tolerance is for pain. If seeing your ex with others hurts to the extent that you shed your tears on your pillow or obsess about who he's with and where he's going, then it's not a good idea. However, if the situation can't be changed, then it's important that you fill your time with activities and opportunities that allow you to meet new people and make new friends. Okay, I don't see him here where is that anything about him seeing anyone else, so I don't know where that's coming from.
Well,
It sounds like it was amicable, so I don't the entire big deal.
I was going to say, it does sound like some aspect of it could be rectified by just being like, hey, you guys are like living together and that's cool for you financially and you guys are okay with it, it's just going to take a toll on you, so like, just don't stay in the house with him that often. You
yeah,
know?
Like,
get out
just,
and do things more often.
Like, just find something to do.
Yeah, essentially.
Because I'm assuming they don't sleep in like the same bed anymore, so really like, all they have to do is just like stay in different rooms and just like only talk to each other like in the morning or something, and they should be good.
So basically, actual roommates.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
To find a third roommate, and then it makes every awkward situation more awkward, so they won't actually do anything, and it pays for itself even more because you pay less rent. And there you go, you've solved like all of your issues in one, basically.
Right.
You made a new friend. You found someone to be busy with that's not the other person.
You
made
avoid your ex.
Awkward. Exactly. Everything solved, basically.
See? We're good.
Okay. Now, time for final question. Happy woman has no complaints. Dear Abby, I'm not too tall or too short. I'm not overweight or too thin. I never receive comments about my appearance that cause me to be sensitive. My husband doesn't drink, abuse me, or stray.
What?
I have had no problems through the years with family members' names.
Okay, real quick. This sounds really weird.
Like, it sounds like 20 questions. Are we supposed to guess at the end what it is?
Well, yeah. No, it feels like almost like a Disney thing where it's like it's just setting itself up for like something horrible to happen.
It does sound a little bit like a Dr. Seuss novel too. Like, I'm not too this, I'm not too that, I'm not too this, I'm not too that.
I don't have this, I don't have that, I do have this, I do have that.
Okay. My grown children are thoughtful, considerate, and loving. Even my in-law self, me.
That's a lie.
So tell me, did you ever receive a letter such as this? Joy in San Diego. So yeah, she basically sent a letter saying I'm awesome. Do you get
she's like, dear Abby, everyone else who like writes to you can suck it. I'm the best.
That's why I picked it, because this isn't a question. It's basically like, Yes, my life is awesome. I just want to share.
Does she want, like, confirmation bias that her life is awesome?
Maybe.
Really, all she needs is, like, an Instagram account, like, showing, like, her and her family and her kids. Just be like, wish you guys weren't here. Guess who's got the greatest life in the world? Hashtag awesome 2014.
Yes, like I said, I faked it because I was reading this. I'm like, this isn't a question. This is just like, I'm awesome. Do other people tell you they're awesome? And
I'm awesome. Yeah. How do I cope with it?
Right. Like, how do I cope with all this greatness?
Yeah.
Well, from experience, no, it's very difficult to cope with awesomeness because you always have haters.
No. You know that scene in Avengers where Loki shows up, he's just like, I'm burdened with glorious purpose. That's this woman.
Yeah, basically.
Yes. So, I mean, there's no advice here. Continue having your awesome life with your awesome husband and your awesome kids, your awesome job. I'm sure I'm sure nobody in your family is catfishing.
She's probably one of those people who humble brags all the time on social media. Just like while she's at her work, she's just like, because it's like, oh, you know, my kids are so sweet. Like one of them like made me a new sweater, and the other like you know just got a huge promotion, is giving me like cure cancer, and all her coworkers just like fuck you.
Oh my! And they just sent me the sweetest bouquet of roses again.
Right.
It's like my birthday.
Be like, my husband's so handsome.
She probably writes to their Abby viewers, oh, your life sucks. My life is awesome. Signed, Joy.
Yeah. she hangs out with, like, really, really awful people.
Like, maybe it's like an actual sense of inadequacy. She hangs out with such awesome people that even her being awesome is, like, too little for her.
Right.
She needs to be even more awesome to, like,
right.
make it to the level of the other people she's with.
She needs to do what we've been saying about the other people. Just, like, kill them and take their power.
She already has their powers.
Well,
she can only become stronger, and then we must destroy her.
Oh, my God. Maybe, that's true. Maybe it's, like, an allegory for, like, not the human condition, like I would normally say, but it's, like, supposed to be visions to be the biggest, and then eventually it's too big for us to control.
Oh. What if she, like... that song Everything is Awesome from Lonely Island, what if she like sings that all the time and that's like her mantra, that's how she gets stronger?
The only thing that stuck out to me was that you said Everything is Awesome from the Lonely Island and not from the Lego Movie.
Well, you know, it's only Everything is Awesome by the Lonely Island from the Lego Movie.
Coming to DVD.
That's
her
mantra.
Oh, anyhow, here's what Dear Abby had to say.
Fuck you.
This joy. Yes, that's what she said. She said, fuck you too. I bet Abby's life isn't even that perfect. Their joy, not in recent history, and it's probably because people regard my column as a place to dump their troubles rather than share their many blessings as you have done today.
Jeez. It's basically the way, like the really polite way to flipper the bird. Like,
you
look,
know,
lady, most of my people actually need advice. They don't need an ego boost from themselves.
Right. No, she's probably... Abby probably, like, hired a skywriter to, like, find this woman. Just, like, fire her and just, like, skywrite, like, fuck you.
Yes. So, anything else you gentlemen want to talk about? I guess not really, since we went through the questions. So, yes, as always, you can find...
Oh, we're done?
Yes, we are done.
I had one more.
No.
No, we're done.
Oh,
we're done.
Fine.
You can save it for next time.
Part two.
As always, you can find us on Twitter at Nerds on the Rocks. This is also how you find us on Facebook and Google Plus, which you always make fun of. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher and Zoom, and it would be much appreciated if you have reviews on that. More reviews, give us more views, and that's going to be my talking point from now on. You can check out the site, nerdsontherocks.com. We have up a bunch of comic book reviews, DC's Weekly Comics, Batman Eternals, the New 52, Futures End, Chaos Number 1. We have an article discussing the new Power Rangers movie that was announced today as of this recording, which is Wednesday. We have the other podcast, Dual Wielding. We have a poll asking your favorite pizza chain. Right now, Domino's is winning, and I'm really disappointed in mankind.
Oh my god, let me find this poll and vote on it. I didn't realize we had one like that.
I would also say, personally speaking, I also dislike, I guess not necessarily dislike, but I'm not a huge fan of any pizza chain. I much more prefer local pizzerias. They tend to have better pizza. As long as nobody votes for Little Caesars, because that just tastes like cardboard. Is that, what was that, Justin?
No, that was just my third. The obvious answer is Pizza Hut.
Okay. I will accept Pizza Hut.
Okay. No, anyone who likes Domino's is wrong.
No, Domino's is in the lead right now.
Little Caesars should not get any votes.
I almost didn't want... Actually, I would probably put Sbarro's. But I guess not everybody has that.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, Uno's is pretty good. The only reason anybody anywhere ever eats Little Caesars is because it's $5. But yes, that's posted. Maybe we'll have more of it next week. So yes, check out the site. Find us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, Reviews. You can find Dan and Justin and myself on Twitter as well, and all of that will be in the show notes. So, for Dan, Justin, and myself, this has been Nerds on the Rocks, episode 170.
Don't take our advice, we're awful people.